What happened in the 50s and 60s happened in every American city. There was money after World War II, government money to remove blight. And the way blight got defined was blight were people who seemed to be in the wrong place. And the people who made those decisions were the people with political power. The people who were the victims of those decisions were the people without political power. And in the South, that meant African Americans, because the Voting Rights Act of 1965 hadn't happened when that stuff was planned. You didn't have to pay attention to African American voices. And so systematically, the black business district, black institutions, the churches, the homes, some of them very modest, some of them very well-to-do, were demolished. And the businesses, many of them never restarted because they depended on walk-in traffic. And when you demolished the neighborhood, reestablishing a business is just incredibly hard anyway. And so this happened in every American city. And quite often, the results were what you see here, parking, government buildings. And this vision back then was that if you sorted out a city, if you got rid of that awful mixture, that everything would be healthy and wonderful. And what we've learned from ecology since then is you don't sort out living beings, which is what a city is, that mixture is a good thing. And today, a lot of folks look at the demolition of Brooklyn as one of Charlotte's largest mistakes.